You're listening to The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. For high school seniors, springtime usually means certain rites of passage. Prom and graduation come to mind, but also smaller things like senior ditch day or hearing the bell ring on your last day of high school. The coronavirus crisis and resulting stay-at-home order have meant more than just postponed and canceled school functions like prom. For seniors, it's also meant being away from friends who might soon be moving away while also having to navigate challenges with e-learning. We reached out to some high school students in our state and asked what the past month has been like for them. Here's what Jada Mendez in Chicago had to say.
My friends, I talk to them every now and then. But it's not the same because I used to see them Monday through Friday, and now I don't really get to see them or speak to them because, you know, everybody's doing their own thing. So it's kind of difficult not being with my friends at this point.
For more on all of this, we're going to be joined by Roxana Morales from Burbank. That's a southern suburb of Chicago. She's a senior at Ravis High. And I want to say, Roxana, thank you so much for joining us today on the 21st.
Thank you for inviting me on.
So your prom was actually, I guess, originally supposed to be this coming Friday.
Yeah.
What has your school said about when it might be now?
I mean, they sent out emails saying that it will be postponed until late July, but most realistically, that won't occur.
Yeah. And why do you think that is, that it won't occur even in July?
Because I just feel like it's all too much too soon to be exposed to such a large crowd,
yeah,
especially during this whole pandemic. And I think parents are just not going to be willing to let their kids go. And especially, I mean, we're touching tables, we're touching people, we're dancing in tight, close-knit crowd, and then we're taking pictures outside. I mean, there's chances for exposure.
And I know July is a busy time for people, right? People might have summer jobs or be on vacation. Some people going off to college. I mean, is that something you're thinking about as well? Or
Definitely. I mean, July was supposed to be where I was supposed to go look at dormitories and like meet my roommates and stuff. Mm-hmm. And even if they do postpone it, I might not be able to go because now I have other topics that I have to handle before it comes to my senior prom.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So we're also joined now in the conversation here on the 21st by Liz Cores. She sits on the board of directors for the Glass Slipper Project. For more than two decades, the Chicago-based nonprofit has collected and donated new and gently used dresses, shoes, and accessories to promgoers at no cost. Liz, welcome back to the 21st.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So can you briefly remind our listeners what your organization is usually, usually doing every spring? How does it work for young people that come to the Glass Slipper Project?
Sure. So we spend really the whole year preparing for two Saturdays. So we call those Saturdays. They're two Saturdays in a row in the spring, usually in late March, early April, depending on when spring break and Easter fall. But those boutiques are, we set up about 20,000 dresses, usually in a school building that's not being used at the time. So we unpack the dresses and we have them organized by size and color so that students can come and be matched with a volunteer personal shopper who then takes them around the school to find really the prom dress of their dreams. So we collect dresses all year long. We set them up. We try to make it a really special experience for the girls. And unfortunately, it didn't quite work out this year.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would imagine March and April are your busiest times of the year. There's weekends when prom goers come pick out their dresses and accessories. What has the last month been like?
Well, we started setting up in the beginning of March when no one was really sure what was going to happen, and we knew sort of whisperings of COVID-19 or coronavirus, but we said, you know what, let's set up all the dresses. We have our volunteers, so it takes us a couple hundred volunteers, a couple weekends in a row, and then a lot of sort of side hours here and there to set up all the dresses and the shoes and the makeup and the accessories to really get the school looking like a like a really fabulous department store in a lot of ways. Mm. And so we unpacked everything, and then we were scheduled. We had been scheduled to have our boutiques where our students come in on March 21st and 28th of this year. But of course, you know, we were all set up and ready, and we sort of thought, oh, maybe we can navigate around this. Maybe we can do some sort of social distancing. Maybe we can figure out how to do, you know, pickups or allow it. We usually serve about 1,000 students every year. So we were trying to figure out, can we pace it out? Can we do it over the course of 4 days instead of 2 days? And unfortunately, we are in Chicago and there is the shelter in place order. And so it was just not possible. And we got some news that we had hoped to postpone it, but the Chicago Public School building that we had been using, CPS needed it for emergency purposes. So we had to go in, and a bunch of volunteers went out over the course of a couple days and packed up all the dresses. And now they are unfortunately back in storage, but they will still be beautiful next year.
Yeah. So if you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Liz Cores. She sits on the board of directors for the Chicago-based nonprofit, The Glass Slipper Project. We've also been hearing from Roxana Morales, who's a senior at Ravis High in Burbank. Roxana, I understand you got your dress back in January before we had coronavirus cases here in Illinois. Can you walk me through what was on your mind when you got it?
I mean, originally everyone, where I'm from, everyone traditionally gets their dresses a couple, 3 to 4 months ahead. So I got mine as soon as possible. And now I don't even know what to do with it because it's sitting in my closet and I probably won't wear it ever.
Yeah. I mean, this is, I think people maybe who haven't been in high school in a number of years, is that is certainly the case for me, kind of forget maybe what a big deal this is. I mean, can you describe your dress? Tell me, what's it look like?
I mean, I wanted to go all out this year because it's my last year, and it was a mermaid gown, and it had a long trail, and it had like a strap back with the X's, and then it also was like a sweetheart neckline that was going on, and like the really thing that tied up the whole dress was that it was all glitter and gold.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know, prom preparations are not always cheap. I wonder if between the dress and the makeup and transportation and a ticket, I mean, do you know if you plan on keeping the dress or doing anything, you know, to try and celebrate with your friends before July, if the prom happens then?
I mean, ideally, I'm going to hold on to the dress. And if prom doesn't occur, then I'll probably most likely going to sell it. But there's no telling what I'm going to do because, I mean, the school has only told me that it's postponed, but is not giving me an exact date.
Okay. And Liz, as we've been hearing, a lot of these proms are getting suspended until the summer, although it's not certain what's going to happen. Do you think the Glass Slipper Project will be able to open, you know, early in the summer if they do start coming off, if things do start reopening, or is it just going to have to wait until next year?
You know, at this point, I think it may have to wait, which breaks my heart. You know, I think, yes, it's been a very long time since I went to my prom, but because I'm involved with Glass Slipper, I get to see every year, I get to sort of live the joy of the students who are finding their dresses and getting so excited about it. And when you see a young woman put on a dress that makes her feel so special and just so singular and important, you know, there are always tears, and it's a beautiful experience, and it is really so sad that so many students are going to be missing that. I wish we could be a part of it. There are huge budget challenges involved we've already packed up the dresses, we've paid for the storage, we've paid for the movers, we'll have to pay that again, and we haven't been able to bring in the revenue that we sometimes bring in, or that we usually are able to bring in at boutiques through volunteer donations and sponsorships. So it would take some money and a really big effort, and I hope that we can do it. But I think what's so scary about this time is, like Roxana said, we don't know anything. We really, there's not a lot we can plan for, and so it's hard to sort of imagine what we could do. And I don't know. I know we'll be there for next year. I don't know if we'll be there this summer.
Okay, and we're joined on the line now by Josie Carmine in Champaign. She's a senior at St. Thomas More. Josie, welcome to the 21st. Thanks for being with us today.
Hi, thank you.
So we've heard that from another one of our guests, Roxana, that her prom was supposed to be this week. It got postponed until July, although there are real questions about whether it'll even be able to happen then. What is the situation at St. Thomas More? Has prom been postponed or canceled?
So for us, they just completely canceled it. It was supposed to be this weekend.
Okay. And what was your reaction when you heard that news?
I was pretty upset. I've been looking forward to senior prom pretty much all of high school, even before. So I was definitely not very happy about it.
And I mean, is anyone talking about trying to do any other sort of virtual celebration or anything like that?
A group of my friends and their parents are sort of getting together and thinking about doing something in the summer, like a non-school affiliated thing, so we can all wear our dresses and get dressed up, even if it's not an actual prom, just to try to do that.
So now I understand you got your dress weeks ago. Can you describe it for me?
Yeah, I got it quite some time ago. It's a red ball gown with a halter top, sparkly on the top, with like an open back.
And you told one of our producers that you were pretty excited about how it looked and you'd just gotten it tailored, I think. Do you have any plans for it now?
Yeah, I was really excited. I'm still really excited. I love that dress. But hopefully if my friends and I can get something together for the summer when the corona thing sort of boils down, I'll be able to wear it. If not, I'll probably just sell it.
Okay. We got another voice memo from a high schooler in Illinois who wanted to share their experience. Let's take a listen to that.
My name is Esperanza Herrera. I'm a senior at Morden East High School. And this whole quarantine and the coronavirus has hit us hard at school because we don't get a prom, we don't get a graduation. We feel lost. As seniors, that's our goal, is like our goal is graduation and our goal is prom and just that one night to be with your friends, that one last dance. And we miss, even if that, we miss being in school, we miss seeing our peers, we miss seeing our teachers, our deans. Yeah, we do have our e-learning, but it's not the same. It's something different because you don't get to engage with people. You don't get to, oh, let's have a conversation, or oh, let's do this project, because it's impossible to do it at this point.
So Roxana, I'm sure when you were imagining your perfect prom night, you did not picture a global pandemic, but I'm guessing it's just kind of hard to be a high school senior right now, right? More than just prom. What has this spring been like for you?
I mean, it's been devastating because all the senior class can really do is try and hope for the best. And we're watching announcements get made by Governor Pritzker and stuff like this. And it's just like stuff's being taken away from us. We don't want to sound whiny, but these are also important, vital moments.
And Josie, what about you? What would you want someone to understand about what it's like to be a senior in high school right now?
I think it's a really unique experience for us. No one has really had this type of situation before their senior year. And I think I agree with Roxanne, like, we don't want to sound whiny, but it is a really big deal for us because we've been going to school for 4 years and graduation and prom are the things you look forward to. And now we don't get that. So it's been really hard.
Josie Carmine is a senior at St. Thomas More in Champaign. We also heard from Roxana Morales, who's a senior at Ravis High in Burbank. And Liz Corris joined us from Chicago, where she sits on the board of directors for the Glass Slipper Project. Thank you all so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
'Cause every little thing gonna be all right. Singing, don't worry.
That is all the time we have for the 21st today. You can stay up to date with us on Twitter. Follow us, search for 21ST Show. That's 21st Show. You can also find us on Facebook at the 21st. And we are everywhere that you can find a podcast. And you really should download our podcast. It's the best way to keep up with everything we're doing. You can get the individual segments, the full shows. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, NPR One. Just search for the 21st. Our program is produced by Libby Foster and Anna Casey. Eunice Alpison's our intern. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Special thanks to the band Public Access for our theme music. I'm Brian Mackey. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening.